The SciShow Season 20, Episode 60. We've made it to 60 episodes, bro. It's been a journey, bro. We've gone on a journey, you know? In the last, you know, it's been interesting this first year and first part of this year. Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, these episodes are fucking easy as fuck to do, bro. That's why when people jump into podcasting and they say, okay, so let's... What is the way to do... You know, I think they have, like, podcast classes, which is always interesting to me. You know, people who get, like, you know, traditional, you know... Sorry, I just ate some food. I just ate some food before the pod. All right? We ate some food before the pod. But, you know, like, because, you know, I mean, the reality is with the SciShow, you know, when we talk about 20 years, bro, we've been doing this for 20 years. And matter of fact, I was doing it before the 20 years. See, 20 years is just a SciShow. You know, we was doing fucking, we was working at a radio station, a terrestrial, you know. That's interesting, bro. What an interesting word. Terrestrial radio. Yeah, I was doing that before the fucking SciShow, bro. Before we had ideas of doing the SciShow, I was slaving. I was being a bitch boy. You was being a bitch boy, bro? Yeah, I was. That was my entrance into the business. Lot of ideas, bro. Through the years, you know, we had ideas, do cartoon sketches, comic strips. Do a fucking show. It wasn't called podcasting back then. You know what they called it? They called it internet radio. Yeah. That's, you know, and so, you know, so what, really what it is, you know, they say radio. Cuba Gooding Jr. radio. You guys seen the movie? All right, I don't know if you guys seen the movie. So what they do is, communications is like the degree. And, you know, I mean, it's like, you know, there's many different ways you can go about jumping into the radio business. And today, being 2024, you know, I think those ways of going about doing those, you know, it's all bullshit, bro. You know, like, you know, people who get communications degrees, it's all bullshit, bro. Because at the end of the day, there's not much I could tell you about Elon Musk that I respect. I mean, this guy wants to put chips in brains. He's responsible for the electric car idea. That's right. The ones that we see, Tesla. You know, as far as my political views and my political beliefs, and what I am for and what I'm against, you know, a lot of what Elon Musk is for, excuse me, burped. A lot of what he's for, you know, I oppose. You know, the climate change, he probably thinks climate change is real. You know, he shills to Jews. That's right. He went to Israel, you know, he did what he did, you know, he did what he did. But one of the things that I can say about Elon Musk is he says, you know, the high school diploma, the college degree, you know, it's unless you're like being like some sort of fucking wizard, you know, unless you're like fucking doing some doctor scalpel. It's like that Eminem song, scalpel. Brain damage. You guys remember the song Brain Damage? Okay. I mean, there was a time when Eminem wasn't woke. There was a time when he was anti-establishment. There was a time when he was flipping people off. There was a time when he went head-to-head with the LGBTQ narrative. That's right. Anyways, that's a story for a different day. But here's the deal. Here's the deal, my folks. Elon Musk, you know... Really, I mean, really creative works, you know, like creative jobs, certain jobs, you know, I mean, really the boomer way was like, excuse me, do you have a college degree? Do you have a high school diploma? And, you know, someone asked me, they say, yo, do you have a high school diploma? Nope. College degree? Nope. What? Oh my God, bro. What kind of fuck up are you? Well, actually what it was I was, you know, I was going through the whole school thing and I wasn't really fucking with it. And then, you know, I had an opportunity to go work at a radio station and they thought I was a little older, but that's besides the point. You know what I mean? Maybe I wasn't as old as they thought I was, like 18, maybe I was 16, 17, some shit like that. And then I fucking started interning there. And then I got my jump into the music business, into the radio business. And then after that, I started doing my own thing, and then I just went along with life the way I went along with life. Yes, I think that if you are an entrepreneur, if you are trying to do something, if you're trying to make something, you see, most people are just like good with being content. Most people are good with being content. And what does that mean exactly? Well, some people settle, you know, some people settle in jobs. Some people do that. And then there's the pirates. What's a pirate? It's a motherfucker that's going to take your motherfucking shit, so to speak. No, there needs to be more pirates. There was a movie by the, it was called Lords of Dogtown. And it shows the life of Tony Alva. You guys know who that is? Old school skater. Venice Beach. They did a whole fucking documentary on it. And you know what? The fact that Sean Penn voices the documentary voice. Understanding that his politics are far left. That's right. That's besides the point. Now, the Z-Boys in Dogtown, okay, now let's talk about it, bro. Let's talk about it. You talking about Z-Boys over here? You talking about Dogtown and shit. Okay, it was Venice Beach. They was the original skaters before Tony Hawk. Before Tony Hawk did the 900 in San Francisco, California, there was a slew of skaters and surfers. These are the original people of skating. Tony Alva, Jay Adams, Stacy Peralta, Bob Biniak. These are the people from Venice Beach. 100%. Anyways, in the movie, there was a movie called Lords of Dogtown. It stars a guy by the name of Victor Russick. He plays... And then people are like, yo, how the fuck do you know all this shit? Bro, I pay attention to shit, bro. When they say there's a new movie coming out and I actually like the new movie and then I fucking go to the movies and fucking pay that fucking money to go watch the movie, I fucking look at who plays who. Who else is in that movie? The Lords of Dogtown. This guy by the name of Emil Hirsch. He was also in another movie, another great movie. Might be a little fucking triggering for all the parents out there. However, there was another movie called... what was that movie fucking called? See, this is where we draw in blanks, bro. We draw in blanks. Okay, so in the movie Lords of Dogtown, one of the characters... Skip Ingham, okay? He's the one that ran the skate shop, the Zephyr skate shop, and he says about, he was referencing Stacy Peralta, who grew up to be like a director, you know, but he just wasn't one of the guys. He said, Stacy's not a pirate. Yeah. You know, there's just people who are willing to go on the edge. People who are willing to fucking go on the edge. And that's who the pirates are, bro. You know, traditionally, I mean, you know, as far as political shit goes, you know, Trump was supposed to be the pirate, but now he's fucking bending his knee to abortion people. He's bending his knee to Bud Light. He's bending his knee to TikTok. He's bending his knee to all these fucking people, and I can't even fucking respect the guy no more. So, circling back, I mean, Elon Musk, you know, that was definitely something that Elon Musk said. He says, you know, you don't really need a high school diploma or a college degree, you know, because, you know, the reality is if you do drywall, and you get in at the ground floor, someone teaches you a skill or a trade, and you know how to do it, you know, like schooling is school. You know, some people ain't really all book smart and shit like that, you know. Some people ain't all book smart, and some people aren't, you know, really all into that. Some people could do it, some people can't. I was always the kind that didn't want to do it. So that was definitely something, like, you know, I mean, it's creative. You know, 80% of, 80% of, what is it? No, it was like 100% of children are being creative on a daily basis. That's right. Children are drawing, they're doing some sort of creativity on a daily basis, whether it's in school, whether it's, you know, 100%. 100% of children are being creative. Do you realize only 30%, or I think it was like in between like 20 and 30, like 20 to 30% of adults living, all adults living, 20% of adults are being creative. That's right. It's a wild one right there, bro. That's a fucking crazy one right there. Apple is a cult. 100% it is. And you know, it's always the motherfucker that has the Apple device that wants to deny that fact. It is a fact. However, I will say this. Real recognize real. Or as the people in the hood may say, as the people in the hood may tell you, game recognize game. Steve Jobs is one of the biggest geniuses I ever seen. I think Kanye West was infatuated by that whole genius term. He called himself a genius. He's like, yeah, I'm a genius. People called me that before. There's an In-N-Out burger truck. It says quality you can taste. But with the current situation in California, Gavin Newsom raise the prices, so now it's not only quality you can taste, quality you can spend on. That's a wild one, bro. I mean, really, you know, we all have 24 hours, and this is something that I've been talking about recently. You know, we all have 24 hours. We are supposed to have personal responsibility. I don't give a fuck about what your situation is, bro. Don't get married to the government. How do you get married to the government when you fucking start taking what they give you? Free handouts. I will do horrible in a socialist society. You feel better when you work for something. You feel better when you work for something. I'm going to tell you right now. Anyone who's doing the Ozempic, yeah, that's great. I'm so happy for you. That you can fucking look at me and you'd be like, yo, Sly, bro, you've been in the gym, huh? Recently? How's that weight loss situation going for you, bro? And I'm like, bro, I'm like pushing 40, bro. I'm 39 years old. I'm pushing 40. It ain't easy like it used to be. It ain't easy like it used to be. Then the people fucking doing the Ozempic injections. I think they're injections, right? Are they injections? What? That's a wild one. Be like, yo, I'm against Big Pharma. I think the vaccine has killed many people. Like OJ Simpson. What? What? OJ died today. Yeah, we'll get to that in a minute. Yeah, but yeah, so like I'm against that vaccine. I'm against everything that Big Pharma does. Tylenol. You know, it's like some of the fucking craziest shit ever. But yo, Ozempic, man, give me that shit, bro. I know a few people on it. They're happy, bro. And, you know, in something like that, if you're happy, you're happy, bro. If you was happy taking the COVID shot, you know, that's a Big Pharma product. I am under the impression, I am of the opinion that anything that Big Pharma puts out is probably bad for you. Just me. The Sly Show Season 20, Episode 60. What can we say about the number 60? Anyone who is 60 years old probably doesn't agree with my Israel fucking stances. Those boomers, bro. Hey, yo, you a boomer fucking Republican. I'm a boomer Republican, and we need to stand with Israel. And I'm from fucking Buffalo, New York. And we, you know. Yes. Yeah, I mean, Joey Chestnut seems to be the guy who's mouthing a bunch of fucking wieners. What? Joey Chestnut puts like fucking 60 wieners in his mouth and he eats them. Never had one though, bro. Well, actually I have, the Nathan's hot dogs. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that seems to be the one. Those are actually pretty fucking good, bro. Those are actually, I think at the Super Bowl, we was eating Nathan hot dogs at the, we was eating, everybody had fucking wieners in their fucking mouth. People will be like, yo, bro, what are you talking about, bro? What are we talking about? Can you talk about some pussy and tits or some shit? Big asses. Talk about some big asses. No, Nathan's Hot Dogs, that is the hot dog contest that happens on 4th of July. That is one of the greatest days in America. Yeah. So yeah, like I said, OJ died today. Now he knows what it feels like. That boy, he killed Ron Goldman and Nicole Brown Simpson, got away with it. That Johnny fucking Cochran was like, if the glove don't fit, you must acquit. Mic drop. That's all he had to say. He probably thought about that the night before. He was probably banging a white chick, and he came up with that. He was like, I know. If the glove don't fit, you must acquit. Bro, it was a spectacle. Those of you that remember this. I remember the fucking OJ Chase white Bronco. What was his name? Al Collings? Yeah. You remember where you was. You know that, see, that's the thing about life, bro. These are the things about life. You know, when we talk about life and history, historical things. You remember where you were, bro. You know, when the OJ thing, yeah, I was in Fremont at my family's house. Fremont, California, and it was just like, see, it was different back then. You know, the day that OJ, you know, the day that that happened, it was a crazy day. ESPN did a 30 for 30 on it, which I definitely think everybody should check out those documentaries that they do. It's one of the few things that I can appreciate that ESPN does. ESPN is part of Disney. Disney is part of the fucking Jew Network. The Jew Network is unfortunately biased towards the left. So anything that comes up, they get all fucking in left-wing mode, and you cannot trust people who do these types of things. But anyways, there was like three things that happened on the day that OJ killed his wife and Ron Goldman. I mean, he was like a desert slasher up in here, bro. He was a desert slasher. Those of you that have seen that movie, Nothing to Lose, starring Tim Robbins and Martin Lawrence, you remember that scene where he's like, I thought you was the desert slasher. OJ had no fucks given, bro. PTSD? Possibly. That bro, he was a fucking cold motherfucking blooded killer. You know, OJ was doing raps. You know, after he got off on that whole fucking thing, you know, he wrote that book. I didn't kill my wife, but if I did, this is how I would do it. What? What? And then Ron Goldman's dad, that dude was looking triggered as ever, bro. I don't think he probably had another happy moment. And then someone watching me who's opposing what I'm saying right now, they'd be like, well, he killed his son. No, I know. I understand. I get it. I get it. But he probably didn't have one happy moment. Did he die? He was always up on the fucking thing. Yeah. Yeah, bro. Yeah, there was a whole motherfucking situation. Because, you know, they say OJ and fucking Khloe Kardashian, that was the rumor. That was the rumor. That was like levels of like, you know, that rumor had the level, that the same spark that Paul from the Wonder Years was Marilyn Manson. Yo, I'm bro, Khloe Kardashian should be fucking, is probably sad today. She's like, my dad's gone. You know? Okay. Anyways, so yeah, OJ's dead. Hey, bro, that's gotta be like a fucking, like, that's gotta be some fucking, like, you know, people gotta be fucking being like a little relieved on that one, bro. Because this guy was doing all these YouTube or these Twitter posts. You know, he's over here, like, popping up in, like, fucking public-ass places and shit. And people fucking had to be in the same room as him in the last couple years here. Ever since he got out of prison and shit, right? That's gotta be a fucking cringe-ass fucking environment. Yo, OJ's in the fucking... Yo, you imagine being in Walmart with OJ. You're in Walmart with OJ, and OJ is just walking around and shit. And you're just in there and shit. Bro, I wouldn't want to be in fucking a room with OJ alone. Fuck no, bro. I wouldn't even want to be in that coffin with OJ alone. That motherfucker wake up from the dead with a motherfucking machete. He's going to turn me into Ron Goldman and fucking Nicole Brown and shit. Whew. Yeah. Yeah, I mean that's an interesting one right there, bro. He got off on that shit, you know. He got off on that. He got off, but, you know, you committed murder. It's a fucked up situation, bro. You know, it's a fucked up situation, but that's America, bro. You know, you play the race card, you know, you got away with it. Okay, wow. It's a wild situation on the Sly Show, bro. Season 20, episode 60. You know, when I hear the word 60, I always think of the 60s. You know, like that's an era and a half right there. Love that music. Yeah. The Birds. Turn, Turn, Turn. Mamas and the Papas. California Dreamin'. You know, people don't have dreams of California anymore. Now it's California nightmares. Yeah, 100% do, bro. Yeah, people have California nightmares now. You know, I mean the fucking fast food people are making $20 an hour. There's a series of jobs where you don't make $20 an hour, but you want to go flip burgers and be a little fucking, you know, McDonald's employee. The other day I went to McDonald's to you know, go get some food, obviously. You know, and you know, the guy who helped us was all fucking happy and shit. He was like, bro, he couldn't have been the most happiest person in the world, bro. He was like, hey, how you doing? And I was like, yeah, let me get my order. So we ordered the food and shit. He was all fucking happy, bro. Bro, these people look like they're fucking actually legitimately happy to be at fucking work. I mean, because you think about, like, jobs and shit. Like, what pays $20 an hour? Not much. I mean, you know, I mean, that's where we're at, though. See, here's the deal, bro. Let me give you guys the breakdown of California life. Okay, so if you're making like $15 an hour, you ain't shit, bro. You ain't shit. You know, you living at your mother's house. You fucking, you know, you're a loser. Matter of fact, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29. If you're making that much money an hour, loser! Pussy, you ain't getting none. Yo, you going out on Friday, Saturday night? Okay, check's gone. See, that's the thing about California life. When we talk about quality of life in California, How much do you have to make to be fucking satisfied? Do people in California have quality life? Or is it a rat race? There ain't no quality of life out here, bro. You take your car to the fucking grocery store, you get charged up the fucking, bro, they're gonna rape the shit out of you, bend you over, put you, see, first of all, there ain't no fucking, you know, it's just one, put your blouse up and they banging you. Bro, this is kind of fucking like graphic you're doing, bro, this is it. Bro, that's what they do. You want to be someone who is coddled with information, well, you know, because there's this, they got all these, like, specials, you know, that the local TV stations do. And really, see, the reality is this. If it was up to me, I would not be here. I would be in, like, Tennessee, Oklahoma. I would be out there in Oklahoma with all the Okies. Love white people. Love them. I'm part white, by the way. Yeah. Just the shirt. Don't be so fucking stupid now. Don't be so fucking stupid. You gotta hear what I'm saying. And don't be a fucking idiot. But yeah, I mean, if it was up to me, I'd be in like Oklahoma, Arkansas, Alabama, fucking, you know, one of those motherfucker shits. Yeah. But they, you know, here's the deal, bro. You know, red states are like kind of like safe. Okay, so they say red states are safe states. You know, you don't have to worry about the gay indoctrination. You don't have to worry about, you know, I mean, you know, some of these red states, you could fucking just walk around with a gun at your hip. With the gun at your motherfucking hip. Anyone testing you, yo, you go, bro, they say an armed society is a respectful society. Yeah, I think my cousin lives in Oregon. Okay, so shout out to all my people in Oregon. How you guys doing? Okay. The freedom fighters, the Republicans, the conservatives. The people that stand with don't tread on me. Yeah, so they, like, I think you could walk around, like, with a gun at your hip. What was it, the concealed, whatever the shit, in Oregon. Yeah. Yep. You could do that. But see, the thing about Oregon is, it's kind of like wearing a Trump shirt in America or in California, where it's like, you technically can do that. Are you really comparing wearing a gun on your hip to wearing a Trump shirt in California? Yes, you technically can do that, but let me just warn you, there will be people who give you looks. Because the Republican Party is so evil, and there are a bunch of snowflakes out here that are liberals, and they fucking, you know, do what they do. So, like, my cousin walks around fucking, like, Oregon with a gun at his hip, because I, like, legally could do that. And there were, like, fucking, like, he told me a story how he was in the grocery store, and this lady, like, she hella, like, rushed over to where her daughter was, and, like, they got all scared and shit, you know? And, you know, this is where we look at people in society have been fucking programmed on to think guns are bad, think guns are evil, and you're worried about a law-abiding citizen with a gun at his hip. You're worried about that, but, you know, if a piece of shit comes banging through that front door, what are you going to do? You're going to actually be thankful that there is that law-abiding citizen with a gun at his hip. Yeah, people have been programmed. People have been controlled. Yeah. And the ones that say they're not, they probably are. It don't matter what side you're on, what political fucking view you got, what political stance you got. The fact is if someone fucking came running through a door, you're going to want to be happy that there's someone in there. So yeah, it's kind of like a bluish reddish state. You know, certain parts of Oregon are really bad as far as liberalism goes. You know, when we talk about like Portland, Oregon, but there are places like over where my cousin lives in Bend, Oregon, where it's like country life. It's rural. It's like country life. Yeah. Cities are fucked, bro. I'm gonna tell you that right now, bro. All these motherfucking cities are fucked. They ain't electing over Republicans. That's what they need to do. Fly Show Season 20, Episode 50 or 60, bro. It's good to be here, bro. Yeah, man, every day, you know. I'm like an old Buddy Holly song called Every Day. Every day, it's getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. No, 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 no. Was Buddy Holly on that plane? Yeah. You know. Hey, man. You know. You just don't. You know. And this is what we talk about with life. You know, with these pro-life fucking people, bro. Carrie Lake, who is Arizona Republican, she's against the state that she is running for a senator in. She is against that because that's going to lose elections. And she made a statement that Arizona. Okay, so basically, here's the deal, bro. Let me break it down. All right, and this is going to shut people up very quickly. You know, people talk about Trump. Oh, yeah, he's the best guy ever. He's the best president for fucking Republican Party. And we're the realest ones out here. And we, the liberals. Look. If you think Trump is so great, if you want to get on your pedestal and talk about liberals, yet Trump is telling you to abort babies, and then he's got all the politicians that are sucking on him, like Carrie Lake and all the people that want Trump's acceptance. Oh, yeah, we don't need to. Oh, yeah. Trump said, let's leave it up to the states, abortion, right? He said, yo, let's leave it up to the states. So Arizona went, because Arizona's a state, Arizona's like, all right, we're going to ban abortions in a whole motherfucking state. And now Trump is like, oh no, that's not what I meant though. I didn't mean it like that. Clown. Bro, this is a clown. It's a clown move, bro. It's a clown move, bro. Like he should not. He needs to. I've already said what I've said about him as far as abortion, as far as his liberal track record. And it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate because these people are getting exposed, bro. He's getting exposed. He is not who he claims to be. He is just a politician. And this is why, like, honestly, man, like, he made it fun to like politics. You know, because he was so, like, anti-establishment. He was so anti-narrative. He was so counterculture. You know, and now it's like he's bending his knee on the abortion shit. It's like, bro, like, you're just, like, fucking, like, Trump is basically like a rhino. What is a rhino? Republican in name only. Trump is a fucking rhino, bro. Bending his knee on abortion. He's like having to like explain himself why Arizona is making such a bad idea. Bro, I'm going to tell you right now, any politician that wants to tell you that it's a bad idea to, you know, who is, you know, like Carrie Lake is doing with Arizona right now, bro, they cannot be trusted. They can't be trusted. He can't be trusted. He can't be trusted. He can't be trusted. She can't be trusted. Anyone who's doing that shit, bro. I really don't give a fuck, bro. You know what? I really don't. Elections, they say, oh, well, we need to ban elections because, you know, I mean, we need to ban abortion. You know, we need to have some exceptions. Rape, incest. Bro, y'all sound like liberals. You using the rape, incest shit, you sound like liberals. First of all, 15% of all rapes and incest have to do, that get abortions are due to rape and incest. 15%. That's a liberal like stance. What about people who get raped and incest? It's a liberal stance. It's a stupid stance, first of all, because if you understand how many people get abortions off of being raped and incest, it's a small amount. I'm not saying that it doesn't make it important. I'm not saying that it's not like severe, because those type of situations, I don't know. I could not begin to think about that. Like, I think that sounds very fucked up. Like, if there's like a rape or incest and someone is forced to, I've talked about this. I said, yo, these are really fucked up things that happen in society. However, when you look at the abortion statistics, men lie, women lie, numbers don't lie. Men lie, women lie, numbers don't lie. When you look at the statistics, it's a very small amount. So for you to use that in an argument, you look stupid. You look like a leftist. That's what leftists do. Leftists that want to kill babies, literally, up to the point of birth, they use that argument. They say, oh yeah, you know, oh shit, rape. Oh yeah. So he's bending his knee, bro. He said, I'm leaving it up to the states. Okay, cool. All right. And I agree with that. You know what? I'm going to say this. I agree. Because the people in the states should be, you know, following the values. The value system should align with Christianity. It should align with what's in the Bible. So, you know, you look at a state like Arizona. Arizona is like, what? Okay, they have a Democrat governor, Katie Hobbs. Probably stole it, but that's like besides the point. We don't really need to get into specifics on that. You know, and Trump literally said, we're going to leave it up to the states 2 days ago. Yesterday, Arizona, he says, oh, we got to fucking fix that. What are you talking about, bro? You said, I'm leaving it up to the states. The whole Roe v. Wade argument was leaving it up to the states. Was it or was it not? That was the whole thing. For 30 years, that's what Republicans fought for. Christians fought for. Right? That was to overturn Roe v. Wade. They did. Okay. Trump says, leave it up to the states. 24 hours later, Arizona's like, all right, we're banning abortions in our state. And then Trump is like, no, that's not what I meant. Bro, he's a fucking... Now, you know, and this is why I say that people who consider themselves Republicans, people who consider themselves conservatives, you need to look around, all right? And stop worrying about the stupid election, because you know what? I mean, Trump is bending his knee. He sold out to TikTok. He sold out to Bud Light. He sold out to the vaccine. He's selling out to LGBTQ. He will more. He already did. You know, his wife, Melania Trump, threw an LGBTQ fundraiser last week. Okay? I mean, if you guys want to live in a society where, you know, everybody is just liberals and everything just goes in that direction, so be it. You know, I'll fucking get on here and I'll talk about fucking O.J. Simpson killing people for fucking 60 minutes. Because you know what? This is fucking stupid. There should be two parties. There should be two different ideologies. And you should not have to fucking bend your knee and give the other side what they want. And then be gaslit by the president, Joe Biden, and say, oh yeah, this is so bipartisan. No, it's not bipartisan. There is no bipartisan. Matter of fact. There is no bipartisan. And for Trump to say that he wants to work with Katie Hobbs, who's a Democrat, who wants abortions. Bro, you... Whatever, dude. You know, people who fucking fuck with Trump, people who support him, people who are Trump 2024, you know, they don't like these things because it really exposes their bullshit. Their bullshit is they're standing by somebody who is not a conservative. He even said he wasn't a conservative. So what? You guys are all a bunch of fucking nerds, bro. You guys are a bunch of nerds because you guys are backing somebody. And then he's like, but what if, like, so if there's election today and, like, you had a chance to vote, are you going to vote for Biden?
No, I'm not voting for Biden. I ain't voting for nobody. As a matter of fact,
I'll just be honest with you. Fuck it. Fuck that shit, bro. Fuck it. Fuck it. I ain't voting for nobody. I'll say that right now. I ain't voting for nobody. Trump don't represent my value system. I live by conservative values. If we were to be honest about it, Ron DeSantis got better values than fucking Trump. Conservative values. Anyway, Slideshow Season 20, Episode fucking 60. You guys have a God bless day. I'll see you guys on the next one.